Do you feel empty after a full Christmas day or Christmas week? It's easy to feel like a lot has suddenly happened, and now what is there to anticipate? A lot of folks like to talk about how they want to feel that warm and fuzzy feeling of Christmas all year long. But in reality, the essence of Christmas can last all year long, except we need to remember it's not about the warm and fuzzies. It's more about the truth and love and awesomeness of Christ himself. And with that as our focus, with him as our focus, we can experience that Christmas feeling all year long. And so that's a reality that we can enjoy. And it's far better than any temporary warm and fuzzy feelings. It's exceedingly and abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think, just knowing Christ. So, in reality, the essence of Christmas can last all year long by spending time in Christ's brilliant, loving presence every day. With him and in him come true comfort and true joy. He came, and he is coming again. When he returns, will he know you as a friend or a foe? Be sure you have room in your heart for him. If you do, you can know he'll have room in heaven for you. Repent and believe. Rejoice and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. Isaiah 35:10 describes what happens for God's people, and you become a part of God's fully adopted family, heirs along with Christ, when you repent from doing things your way and the world's way, you know, depending on possessions for happiness, depending on other things instead of God, and ignoring him. We don't want to do that anymore. We want to repent of that and turn to God wholeheartedly, and receive Jesus, the true gift of Christmas. He came and was in that manger so that he could die in your place on the cross. Let's be sure that we know him, that we may win and never lose. I wrote a little poem about that, and I would like to share just the essence of it, but in summary, I'm not going to read the poem. The gist of it was that Jesus showed true love and light, and he went from Bethlehem to Jerusalem for you and for me. He cried in the manger, and he cried out on the cross. And one day we're going to hear the trumpet sound, and Christ will appear. That's the essence of the poem. It's not the poem itself. I don't have enough time to read it, but you get the idea. So let's pray. Let's pray right now and experience Isaiah 35:10. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you, we rejoice in you, we thank you. We accept you, Lord Jesus, as our Savior and Lord. We're sorry for depending on other things and on ourselves instead of you. And when we feel that emptiness after Christmas, that reminds us that you are the only one that can fill our hearts all year long with the essence of Christmas, which is your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The prayer tip of the week is to write down the character qualities that of Jesus that most speak to your deepest heart's need. You know, if you feel like your house is empty, focus on some scripture about how Jesus makes his home in your heart. There are countless things. If someone has been unfaithful to you, focus on God's word. There are endless passages describing his faithfulness. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have hope because we have Christ. Remember, you can come to prayingpals.org for extra prayer 24/7 and enjoy church. You know, remember to pray for your pastors and enjoy Jesus, both at church, at home, and frankly, all the time. He is there. Isn't that amazing? Well, God bless you, my friends, and remember, Jesus still loves you.